Answers Magazine, Volume 14.2, Page 12, How Should Christians Vote? By Ken Ham, founder and CEO, Answers in Genesis. I knew that would get your attention. So, should Christians in Australia vote for the Liberal National Parties, Labour Party, the Australian Greens, or some other party? What about American Christians? Should they vote Republican, Democrat, or Independent? What about Christians in the United Kingdom? Which one of the many parties should they vote for? Usually, when someone brings up the topic of voting, people tend to think of politics and political parties. But the reality is that all of us vote every day in many different ways. When we buy food at the grocery store, we vote regarding the brands we think are the best, based on whatever criteria we use to make decisions. We also vote when we determine who should be our close friends, whose children we allow to mix with our own, what programs we watch on television, what movies we allow our children to see, and so much more. Members of churches vote when they make decisions about what curriculum they should use for their Sunday school, Christian school, or homeschool, who will be the elders or deacons, who should be appointed as a Sunday school teacher, who should be the head teaching pastor, and so on. But whether it's politics, curricula, movies, or TV programs, I suggest that in any situation with worldview consequences, we should use the same basic principle to direct the decision we make. It's vital for Christians to understand that the Bible, God's Word, is not just a guidebook to life. The Bible is a written revelation that is God-breathed, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. As we're told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, it is not just the word of men, but in truth, the word of God. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Think about it. The Bible is the word of one who is infinite in knowledge and wisdom and doesn't ever tell a lie. It's the word of the one who is the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John chapter 14, verse 6. The Bible describes Jesus as being the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1, verse 1. The point is that the only way we as fallible humans can be sure we have the right foundation to develop the correct way of thinking, our worldview, is to start with the revelation from Christ. He knows everything there is to know about everything, and has revealed the key information we need for the right foundation of our worldview. When we start with God's Word, we learn that there is no such thing as a neutral position. The Bible tells us that we are either for or against Christ. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. We walk in light or darkness. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. We build our house on the rock or the sand. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. And we either gather or scatter. Luke chapter 11, verse 23. We are told that those who are not Christians are not neutral. They are, in fact, at enmity, at war with God. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. James chapter 4, verse 4. This principle enables us to understand that whenever we have the opportunity to be of influence, to vote, if we do nothing, we are not being neutral. Also, we are instructed in God's Word that we are to be salt and light in this world of darkness. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. When we have opportunity to vote, we need to have a standard by which to judge the situation and vote accordingly. We do have a standard, an absolute standard, the absolute authority of the Word of God. And, as I have said, when it comes to politics, for example, Christians shouldn't vote for someone because they are supposedly black or white. And there's no such thing anyway, because all humans are the same basic color. They shouldn't vote for someone just because they are Republican, liberal national, Democrat, independent, or whatever. Christians should judge a candidate's worldview, even non-Christian candidates, against the absolute authority of the Word of God and vote accordingly, knowing we will not agree with everything, but we can do our best to be salt and light. And yes, we have to judge. In fact, we do every day when we make decisions. But do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. John chapter 7, verse 24. So, how do you vote? Ken Ham is the founder and CEO of Answers in Genesis US. He has edited and authored many books about the authority of God's Word and the impact of evolutionary thinking on our culture, including Already Gone and The Lie.